And finally today, we couldn't come here to South Carolina without bringing you a little music. And for that, we go to the band Ranky Tanky. Their signature sound is a blend of Gullah traditional music, that's music that originated with the descendants of formerly enslaved Africans who made their home in South Carolina's Lowcountry, and contemporary American gospel and R&B. Ranky Tanky's Good Time won a Grammy for Best Regional Roots Album, and the band is preparing for several upcoming performances on prestigious stages, including with the Charleston Symphony Orchestra next month and the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in April. And I'm joined now by two of the members of Ranky Tanky, Clay Ross and Quentin Baxter, and we reached them in Charleston, South Carolina. Welcome. Congratulations on everything.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So let's start at the beginning. You met at the College of Charleston, where you were both studying music, and I understand that you formed a jazz quartet with two other future members of Ranky Tanky, but that was in the 90s. And do I have this right, that Clay, it was your idea to get the band back together?
Yeah, that's correct. We have known each other for over 20 years, and I'm across from Quentin right now, and I remember very clearly the first time I ever met Quentin was in an elevator at the College of Charleston, and I said, "Man, those are some sharp shoes." He said, "Yeah, I got these in Italy, man."
Okay. Which naturally led to Gullah music, of course, right?
At some point, yeah.
I just knew that he was somebody you were going to take seriously and that I hope to play with someday. And but yeah, we've known each other for a really long time and have had a lot of great musical experiences together. And yeah, I came to the band about 4 years ago with the idea to try to celebrate the regional roots music of our home state and specifically the Gullah culture of their descent.
What made you think of that, though? I mean, that's not, as I understand it, not your particular tradition, but what made you think of it?
Well, I have been really fortunate to be taken under the wing of a lot of great artists in my time since I left South Carolina and moved to New York in 2002. And I performed for many years with a Brazilian percussionist, with a Canadian fiddler, and a lot of that time was spent involved in regional roots music styles from different parts of the world. And I had the opportunity to go to a lot of world music festivals and conferences, and I just saw that no one was representing South Carolina music, and we have something really special to offer.
And Quentin, what about you? What did you like about the idea?
We had to agree with Clay that there was not a secular celebration of this culture, and Clay had a great idea to actually come together and authentically try to champion the representation of this music. And so we stepped into it.
All right, let's hear a little bit. This is the title track from the album Good Time. So Quentin, you have been a professor of jazz percussion, and Clay, as you mentioned earlier, you've got a diverse background playing different kinds of world music. And so how do you decide what this should sound like, as opposed to, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times when people are playing, you know, roots music, they kind of go into the archives or they go into kind of oral histories and they find the work as it originally was and, you know, perform it that way. But you're doing something kind of different here. How did you work that through?
This is Quentin speaking. It comes from my background in church, or Charlton's background in church, because we both grew up playing music in church. I grew up in a holiness church. Charlton grew up in the AME church, Methodist church. And so throughout all of these churches, because we all fellowship with one another, there were certain hand claps or certain tempi that were associated with, you know, celebratory elements in church, whether it's an usher board anniversary, senior choir anniversary, the youth choir. As a matter of fact, the intro to Good Time sounds exactly like my church that I grew up in.
I understand that more the classical or traditional Gullah music uses mainly a cappella voices and body percussion.
There was always stick rhythms and drums when I grew up. As far back as I've been taught, there were churches who didn't have drums in them. Some Baptist churches might not have had drums, but Holiness churches did. Mm-hmm. And as long as those two churches actually coexisted, you have that experience.
So, but let me just play another song that's would be maybe a little bit more in line with what people might think traditional Gullah music sounds like, and that's Shulailu.
With a handful of biscuits, Shulailu, he's clear off. Shulailu, by a way over yonder. Shulailu, just in the kitchen. Shulailu, with a handful of biscuits, Shulailu, he's Quentin Baxter. Shulailu, by a way over yonder. Shulailu, I'm just in the kitchen. Shulailu, with a whisk of the biscuits.
And the acceptance speech for your Grammy, one of your members, Charlton Singleton, whom you've mentioned a number of times, he said that it was an honor to stand on the shoulders of Gullah ancestors and bring this music to the world. When you're out touring or performing, do you think that people experience that the same way you do, to sort of that they feel in a way that they're connecting to the ancestors through this music?
At times I do. Most times people come up and they say they just feel so much better having come to the concert than not having been to the concert.
They feel better. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. What do you think they're saying?
A lot of people are saying that this music has inspired them. We've had some people tell us that they had thoughts of doing certain things that weren't so great instead of coming to this concert, or that was what they had planned after, and they've changed their minds. We've had some people say this music is like, what she said, honey to the soul.
Yeah.
You know, and we really believe what people are saying, because a lot of times you can see the emotion in their faces. You can see the tears that are like just right there. Especially after Kiana's singing a few songs, we have to take a minute, because it needs that minute for people to really be cool with what just happened. And then we can move on to the next song. So it really is an uplifting experience.
Clay, when you had the idea of getting the band back together and taking it in this direction, is this what you envisioned? Is this what you expected?
Yeah, I sort of wanted to add to what Quentin was saying, that, I'm the disciple of the music and not the descendant of the culture in this band. And, I did come with the idea to do the group. But, you know, this music, it truly inspires me. And I feel lifted up every time we play the music, and I feel that we're able to lift our audiences up every time that we play.
Well, thank you both so much for sharing this with us and spending this time with us. Congratulations again on the Grammy. That's kind of
crazy.
Icing on the cake, isn't it?
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Yeah, so you'll take it. That's Clay Ross and Quentin Baxter, two members of the band Ranky Tanky. We reached them in Charleston, South Carolina. Thank you both so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Blessings.
Thanks.
Who is the greatest?
We are the greatest.
I should.
Yeah.